Talk Live. Take control, toll free here. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything that you want with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. They are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, there are a variety of ways to do that. One of them is to share Free Talk Live with your friends and family on your favorite social bookmarking networking website. Pick your favorite show of the week and send it out to your friends. And we sure would appreciate if and when you do that. Still to come here tonight, the Silk Road update. What's happening with Ross Ulbricht, the man alleged to be in charge of the infamous black market? Maybe you don't know what the Silk Road is. We'll tell you more about it here in a little bit. Your calls come first, though. We go to the phones and to the fun, where we have Sneezy on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Sneezy with Ian and Mark.
Hello, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, super. Go ahead with your thoughts, Sneezy.
Yes, I want to talk about the new California medical marijuana bill that they're passing.
Oh, you tell.
They're trying to regulate the medical marijuana business very strictly over here now, I guess.
Oh, no. What are they trying to do? Because it's already regulated, so what are they trying to change?
Well, we have a permission to go to other doctors that are outside our insurance group now, and they're trying to make it where you have to go to your bona fide doctor to get them to write you your prescription for medical marijuana.
Oh, no.
But they're also trying to make it where a doctor only could write 100 recommendations a year, and if they do write over that, they will be audited by the California Medical Board.
Wow.
Yep, that's a disaster.
Do you think this bill will have any legs? Is it likely to go through?
I hope not, but I haven't really seen disappointment even from California Normal. They're talking about like it might be of help to legalize it, but I think it's going in the opposite direction completely.
That's terrible. I'm sorry to hear about that. I mean, you would think that after, what, nearly two decades now? It was 1996 when California passed its famous Proposition 215, I think it was, that legalized medicinal marijuana. You'd think two decades have gone by, everything's fine in California. But it goes back to what I was saying earlier, is the control freaks never stop. You can gain ground, and they will push and push and push to gain it back.
Yeah, it's like... Well, this bill is sponsored by the California League of Cities and the California Police Department's coalition. So that's why I think it might have some ground, but I really hope...
But it couldn't possibly be promoted by the police departments because police officers are just law enforcement officers doing their jobs. They wouldn't purport that they change a law. They're just gonna enforce the laws that are on the books. At least that's what they always say whenever you talk about how a law is bad.
Sneezy, thanks for the call and the update. I appreciate your call tonight. You know what? I'm sorry to Shauna, who's still on the line, and I totally spaced out. Shauna, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had called the very end of the last hour, and you were talking about your father. Who had some cannabis convictions in his past, and those made it worse for him when he got caught for having a distribution of cocaine charge. He was 69 years old and was on some sort of medication. You were just kind of getting into your story. So can you go ahead and continue?
Yes, and I'll make it quick. He was on a few medications, and he didn't even distribute the cocaine. He just had what they considered a distributable amount of cocaine. Mm-hmm. So when he did finally, and this was actually the first time he ever took a plea bargain. He always taught me never to take a plea bargain for anything. So I appreciate you guys advocating for that. But he was trying to get medical parole while he was in there because he knew something was wrong. And even though he was in a medical facility inside of a prison, they wouldn't bring in a doctor. And when it finally comes back, they said he had too many points to get paroled. And the reason why was because he made a complaint against the nurse who lowered him down into a bathtub that was way, way, way too hot. And he swore at her. She says he hit her repeatedly. Now, again, at the time he went in, he was 6'2" and weighed 125 pounds. He was sick before he went in. Had an oxygen tank, normally had to use a wheelchair. I don't know how he could have struck her, but he was so upset about it, and he wouldn't even say her name over the phone from the prison because he was concerned because there were patients in there that were completely paralyzed, you know, and that she was just horrible to not just her, but numerous of the medical people that were in that facility.
She might have been nearby if if you got dropped, you know, if you were unable to move and you were lowered into a hot bath, you might flail your arms around trying to get out.
Yeah.
Somebody might have gotten bumped.
But long story short, they did finally give him the medical parole in time to life flight him to a hospice center a week before he passed away from liver and lung cancer. So they're nowhere near kind while they're in there. I've heard numerous stories, but that's one personal one that I have. And then I just have one other point. Here in Utah, I believe they just passed, it's not exactly medical marijuana, but the CBD oil for patients that have seizures, and it's a derivative of marijuana. It does not have any THC in it, though.
Right.
And so at least that's one front that
so
we...
So it's amazing some states won't legalize this. It's a substance without THC, but they'll still, they still won't make it legal.
So you're saying Utah is going to legalize CBD oil?
I believe I just read something that they did legalize it.
Wow, that's exciting.
They voted unanimously, and it was a lot of Mormon mothers that were going after this because, for seizure disorders and different things like that, and the fact that it had no THC in it, they really had nothing to argue against.
That's great news.
It's not anything. It's just medically helpful.
It just helps people with seizures.
Or I'm guessing a lot of other things I've heard. And I think it was it's something that was created by a few growers in Colorado, actually, I believe.
Awesome.
If I remember the article correctly. But, yeah, I thought it was amazing. So
thanks for sharing that news with us, Shauna. I appreciate your call, and thanks for hanging through the news to share it with us. So thanks for the call. What's that?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Silk Road. It's been a while since we've talked about the Silk Road and its alleged founder, Ross Ulbricht. He is the man that the feds have decided to charge with a variety of different so-called crimes having to do with conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy to distribute narcotics, conspiracy to, I believe, computer hack. And the allegation was originally, when the case first broke back in October, that Ross Ulbricht was also going to be charged with hiring someone to commit murder.
This was a pretty big deal because, all the rest of these crimes apparently are basically
victimless
crimes. You know, if you create a website where people can buy and sell drugs, there's not really, there's no victim there.
Just voluntary interactions between human beings.
But the feds knew that he was a big libertarian guy. I mean, he certainly was published.
And as a libertarian, he's someone who openly advocated for, voluntary interaction between human beings. And somebody who advocates those things shouldn't be hiring someone to commit murder. But what is the Silk Road first? Before we give the update on what's happening with Ross and his legal case, you want to answer that question, Mark?
It is. I'm going to do my best. The Silk Road was a website, but not a website like you and I, the generally people can go to. You had to download this thing called the Onion Router. It's the Tor browser, and it's called the Dark Web. So you can go.
Oh, scary.
Yeah. It's a fun thing to say. And you can go there if you have the web address, but you can't search it like you could Google. There's no dark web Google.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know the address.
I don't know. That's a good question. I wonder if there is something like that. No. Well, what there are wikis, Mark. There's the hidden wiki. So it's not like Google, I guess, but there are websites that
you still have to go and find out what the secret knock is.
Yeah.
And you go there.
Take some looking.
Yeah. And it doesn't run nearly as fast as the internet does, in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not nearly as much.
That's
fun
because
to use.
The reason why it doesn't run as fast is because when you're on Tor, the Onion Router, you're hopping through different people's computers. So everybody that's running Tor is passing the Tor network through, some of the Tor network through their computer. And so, in order to get to the website that you want to visit, your request may go through five or six different, maybe more, I don't know how many, but several hops before it'll actually get to its location. And it's just generally slower than the regular internet because you're using usually people who just have their regular internet connections. You're not going through big pipes,
right.
The big connections. We'll come back with more about the Silk Road and the founder, the alleged founder, because he hasn't been convicted yet, Ross Ulbricht. We'll share that with you here in moments, and you can share your thoughts, because there's a big development in this case, and it's great news. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the program at lrn.fm. That is our username. You will need to send a contact request first. But after you do that, you'll be accepted, and you'll be easily able to connect with Free Talk Live from that point forward. So contact us in the way that you prefer, and also don't forget you can join us online and interact in a variety of different ways. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone who want quick access to our live streams and the podcast. Just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
I have long been convinced that the most powerful thing that you can, the most powerful skill you can develop in this lifetime is the ability to convince people, to be persuasive. If you're able to develop that, you can pretty much, you know, chart your own course in this world. Whereas people that are not very persuasive, it's often very difficult for them. You can use Dr. Matt Barney's, founder of LeaderAmp System, to become more persuasive. He's coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years, utilizing the latest science of what works. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application. Now, I've purchased this, and I'm ready to take their quiz to see how persuasive I am and get the tips on how to become more persuasive. And they'll develop a customized plan for you to become more persuasive. And I think this is great because, you know, all those self-help books and that sort of thing, it's, these things can be the same cost as getting the plan from Dr. Barney. And they don't customize anything for you. They just give you some advice, and some of that advice is good, and some of it isn't good. Also, it's kind of interesting that they have they'll compare your leadership with famous historical leaders like Gandhi or Steve Jobs to help you see that nobody's perfect, but these people, these leaders, overcame their limitations with practice, and the app isn't ready yet. It's being built, but if you want to help advance an approach to grow a freedom lover's persuasion skills, we'd love for you to join the community. Feel free to pre-order on the Indiegogo campaign, leaderamp.freetalklive.com. We made it easy for you to find it rather than giving some long URL. leaderamp.freetalklive.com. That's the name of the program, is leaderamp.freetalklive.com.
So we're talking about the Silk Road, giving you an update on what's happening with the case. But before we do that, it's important to explain what the Silk Road is. I'm sure there are a lot of people who are listening to Free Talk Live for the first time tonight, or people who just have not heard about the Silk Road, or maybe they've heard rumors and they don't know much about it. Silk Road started about 2.5 years ago, I would say, sometime in 2011, I believe it was, and it was a real revolutionary or evolutionary idea in the world of the free market, in this case the free black market. Silk Road allowed anyone, and still does, because there is Silk Road 2.0 that does exist still, but the original one was taken down by the feds after 2 years of successful operation. Silk Road allows you or anybody in the world to trade, to sell, to buy almost anything. There are a few things that are prohibited from Silk Road. You cannot sell weapons, you cannot sell child pornography, and you cannot sell certain types of, there's like a couple types of drugs that they will not allow to be sold there. But pretty much any kind of drug that might be considered illegal is usually fair game on the Silk Road. There's a forgeries section. There's also legal stuff that is sold there. So it's not all illegal. And of course, not all of it is illegal in all countries or in all states, etc. But if you want to go and buy cannabis or LSD or MDMA or, you know, barbiturates or whatever, they've got all kinds of things on there. In fact, right now on the Silk Road, there are over 13,000 listings for various different drugs. It's the most popular category. There's actually 550 books for sale on Silk Road. So again,
it's a dangerous place.
Not all illegal products on Silk Road. It's not illegal to go to the Silk Road. It's not illegal to surf through the Silk Road. What might be illegal in your country or a political designation is buying certain products and selling certain products on the Silk Road. But nonetheless, the feds don't like it. And so they did quite the investigation on the Silk Road. They allegedly managed to track down the location of the server and somehow got a copy of the actual data on that server. They mined that information and were able to supposedly find the founder, the creator, the operator of the Silk Road, the primary mover behind the operation, Dread Pirate Roberts, as he was known. They claim that Dread Pirate Roberts is a young man in his mid-20s named Ross Ulbricht. Actually, I'm not sure how old he is. I think he's pretty young, maybe in his early 20s. But
he didn't look very old.
Anyway, Ross was busted in a library And they allege that at the time of his arrest that he was actually logged into the Silk Road in some sort of mastermind console. So their allegations are pretty damning. They make it really sound like Ross Ulbricht was Dread Pirate Roberts. But of course, Ross's parents don't believe that that is the case. And there's an interview recently with Ross's mother that Luke Rudkowski from We Are Change conducted that revealed some very interesting information. And I'm going to play a clip from that particular audio here in that video, and we'll link to the full thing on our Facebook page, Google Plus, and Twitter. But here is the most important bit of this 8-minute long video from We Are Change.
Well, one thing is that he was formally arraigned a few weeks ago, and one of the things that had been charged at previously was something about murder for hire and planned violence, and this was not part of the formal arraignment. He was not formally indicted for these things, so that is a change. His father and I always knew that wasn't true. We have faith in our son and his integrity, and but the fact that he was not formally indicted for these things is significant. It is mentioned as from what I understand from our attorney, as an uncharged crime that is not required to be proven. So I don't really quite understand what that is.
Me neither. I don't understand what that means, but I do understand that he's not been indicted for those things. And that's very, very interesting. And it's also interesting that here we are now in March, and his arrest was October.
And he's just now getting indicted?
Now being arraigned formally? He's had to sit in a prison cell, and he hasn't even been arraigned until the last month?
That usually happens the day after.
Typically, or very, very soon after an arrest, yeah. So when Ross was arrested originally, all of the news stories, the federal indictment, the actual indictment alleges that he was involved in murder. I read the indictment. The allegations were, and just to summarize, the allegations were that there was a certain person involved or more than one person involved with the operation of the Silk Road. The kind of things went bad, and he supposedly hired a hitman, which wasn't actually a hitman, it was supposedly a federal agent, to take out this former employee before the former employee could snitch on the Silk Road, etc. And he's allegedly sent money over a wire transfer, which makes no sense whatsoever as to why someone who understands Bitcoin as this anonymous digital kind of distributed currency that you can use and send anywhere in the world with no fees, why he would agree to send a wire transfer to a hitman makes no sense whatsoever. All of the circumstances around the allegations about the murder for hire were very suspect, and it's very interesting that he has not actually been formally indicted with those charges. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You take control.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping.
Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's a live Saturday edition of the program. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username there, lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive in a variety of ways. And one of those ways is by shopping with Free Talk Live. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can help Free Talk Live with, well, giving us some money, because you've got shopping to do online, so you might as well shop through our link. What you do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com. You benefit because you get great deals from Amazon. Free Talk Live benefits because we get a cut of Amazon's profits. When you enter Amazon through the links you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com, there's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping done as you normally would, and Free Talk Live benefits. So again, get your shopping taken care of, shop.freetalklive.com. Silk Road. We are talking about Ross Ulbricht, the alleged mastermind behind Silk Road 1.0. He is not involved in Silk Road 2.0. Feds thought they were going to put a stop to the online drug market by taking down the Silk Road back in October. It took them a month, but Silk Road 2.0 rose from the ashes. And Silk Road 2.0 has had some growing pains to go through since then. Three of their administrators were also arrested based on the investigations done on Silk Road 1.0. So three of the Silk Road 2.0 admins who'd been around since Silk Road 1.0, they were taken down as well. And I haven't heard anything new on their cases. I don't know what's going on there. If you know anything about that and you want to share, please feel free at 855-450-FREE. So that was a strike, and then a strike against the new Silk Road. And then there was a situation where they basically got taken with the transaction malleability bug with Bitcoin, which was fixed in the official Bitcoin software, but there are certain websites who did not fix the bug, and apparently Silk Road was one of those sites.
Does anybody trust Silk Road 2 at this point?
There are currently over 13,000 drugs available for sale on Silk Road 2.0, so I guess the answer is yes. Yes, they do trust it.
Okay.
They are claiming, Mark, that they will be paying their customers back. So they have an idea of how much money was stolen from everybody, and what they're going to do, or what they allegedly are doing, is sending their fees. So the administrators take fees from each sale, right? So it's like a 10% fee or something like that. So every seller that's selling on Silk Road, there's a fee attached to their product. That fee goes to the operations of the Silk Road. Those fees are being funneled to the customers as a make good for them screwing up royally and losing who knows how much money in Bitcoin on the site.
That's actually happened with a few different situations where there's been hacks on Bitcoin sites, and you know, people are making good. It's still sort of new, and they're figuring out, you know, how does this internet currency work. You know, banks get robbed too.
Yep, exactly. So they really are obviously appreciative of the people who've continued to stay on board with them, but obviously they've also lost business because there are other sites out there. Silk Road's not the only game in town. In fact, if the feds wanted there to be less drug transactions online, they should have left the original Silk Road alone, because since the Silk Road was taken down, there have been several competitors that have sprung up to try to take the business from Silk Road. One of them is Agora Marketplace, which you can link to over on shop.freetalklive.com. There are about 6,000-some drugs on Agora Marketplace for sale right now, as well as other products that are legal. So, again, it's not just a place where you can go to buy illegal things, but so the Agora Marketplace has about 50% of the number of listings as the Silk Road does. So there are a lot of competitors out there. Of course, you have to be careful, because you don't know who any of these people are. That's the thing with these anonymous marketplaces. You have no idea who's operating these markets. You have no clue. But that's why they recommend that you use PGP encryption when you're sending along things like an address to which you would like things shipped to you. So there's all kinds of details that you should learn if you are seriously considering going to a place like Silk Road 2.0 or the Agora Marketplace. You do want to take time to learn and research and see what the best safety practices are before you get involved in something like this. But if you are someone who has an interest in purchasing things that would be generally considered illegal in a lot of places, I firmly recommend you do take the time to learn about these things, because they are a lot safer in general, in my opinion, than going out into the streets and buying drugs from some unknown quantity person in an unknown questionable manner. As far as what product you're getting, you never really know at street level. But the thing with the Silk Road that's really has been amazing, just to summarize, is it's brought a level of safety and security to the black market that has heretofore never existed. Because when you're in the black market, typically, and you're just buying from street-level dealers, you don't know what product you're getting. You may get ripped off. You may get something completely different from what you originally thought.
You may get something that poisons you.
You may get something that was what you thought, but it was more concentrated than you thought, and, you know, overdose as a result of that. You may get robbed. You may get beaten. You may get held at gunpoint. You can never get robbed, beaten, and held at gunpoint by a seller on the Silk Road. You could have someone sell you some bunk product on the Silk Road, but it's unlikely, because the Silk Road sellers are competing with other sellers. Even though everyone's anonymous, there are ratings that each seller has, and they want to have a good rating, so they want to sell real product in general. So obviously, if you're buying from a seller,
they open an anonymous account, but it's their anonymous account, so they log into it every time
with a name associated,
and no one else can log into it. So the question is how good is the product that comes from that anonymous account? And sellers want to be known as the one that provides the good product.
And like on eBay, they have ratings where you can read what people have said about how well they ship. Are they shipping with stealth? You know, are they good with packaging? Is the product what it claims to be? So it's a lot safer to buy a product like this through the Silk Road, because a lot of times, and it's also a lot safer to sell through the Silk Road. Yes, if you're a seller on the Silk Road, you still have the risk that a buyer will be dishonest and claim, like, I didn't get that package that you sent me. Well, you don't know if they're telling the truth or not, but ultimately, you know, most people are on the up and up, I think, and that's not something that you really have to be too concerned with, although it does happen.
Don't the buyers get ratings too?
I don't know. I would think they do, but I don't. I don't know, Mark. That's a good question.
I'd want to know.
So, but anyway, yeah, that is a good question. I'm not sure about that. I would presume they do, but anyway, my point being that as a seller on the Silk Road, you're never risking getting, a gun put in your face. You're never risking an undercover sting operation because everybody's anonymous. You don't put your actual address on, you don't put your real return address when you ship something to somebody on the Silk Road. So it's just more safety all around, better likelihood that you're going to get the actual product that you're looking for. And the prices are better generally than the black market prices in, wherever it is that you live. So it's a real increase in safety and reliability for the black market. And the feds hate it. They hate it for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, sellers, sellers on these dark web markets are competing with folks around the world. So, for instance, it may be difficult to get X drug in, I don't know where you're talking about, but Lakeland, Florida, whereas it's not that difficult to get it in, say, Belgium, where the drug laws are more lax and they allow people to test drugs and a variety of things right out in the street. So you're going to get a better product, and it's they've got to compete against, as far as price and quality, against people around the world.
So there you go. That's a little bit of information about the Silk Road. I put a link to it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can go and check that out at your leisure. Again, it's not illegal to go and check it out and read through the site and learn about it.
Just looking at it.
Yep. So go ahead and do
NPR that. NPR's done stories on it. Many news organizations have done stories on it. Nothing wrong with checking it out.
Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Dan is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, good afternoon. Or good evening, I guess.
Welcome, sir.
I've got a couple. I'll make them short stories about law enforcement and their partners in crime. Oh, several years ago, I had a machine repaired, $2,700. They never fixed it right. All right, somebody else fixed it. We went to court. First of all, I asked the judge improper jurisdiction to have it removed. He tells me no. Okay. Well, we go through, yada-da-da-da. I asked the company, did you ever see it run? Did you ever make it run? No. Judge rules in their favor. Pay him anyway. All right, so now I had a parking ticket. Kalamazoo County calls me. And I asked them about this improper jurisdiction thing. They said, no, you're right. The judge should have dismissed it. So I said, okay, so that could really tick me off. So I called the bar in Allegan County, which is a neighbor county. And they, what they told me? They says, well, we got to work with that judge every day and stuff. We can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, it sounds like the good old boy network. Dan, if you've got more to your story, hang on. We'll bring it back here in a moment more with Free Talk Live in the remaining moments. If you want to get your call in, do it now.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Even in the remaining moments, which are imminent. That's what we're doing right now. But if you don't get in tonight, it's no big deal. We've always got tomorrow. Because Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week. We're 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time live. You may not be listening in those times live. Maybe you're listening via podcast or you're listening on a radio station that delay broadcasts the show. If you want to call in and interact with us, just make a note that we're on from 7 to 10 Eastern and then call during those times. We'll be happy to talk with you about whatever's on your mind. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features you'll find on the site. Free Talk Live brought to you by Victimless Crime. Crime Spree, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's a feature-length documentary film about a lot of the activism that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire back in 2011 and 2012. Our friend Derek J, who will be moving back here in just a couple months, which I'm very excited about. Daryl and I were talking last night about getting him back on Free Talk Live, maybe on Friday night, since we have an open seat on that night. So that's definitely exciting for me, because Derek J is probably one of my favorite activists. And I was the executive producer of his movie, which was a lot of fun to make, and it's a lot of fun to watch. If you haven't seen it yet, go and check it out. You can watch the entire thing for free online at victimlesscrimespree.com. Please share it with your friends. Share it with people that you want to see, you know, exposed to the ideas of freedom, because I think not only is it an entertaining film, but it also really expresses some great ideas about liberty in there as well. So again, victimlesscrimespree.com. We'll continue here with you and your thoughts. Dan is in Michigan. You were telling us about the good old boy network as it applies to the court system. Do continue, Dan.
Yeah, then my second example is the wife passed through a very famous speed trap in Kalamazoo County. All right. Goes to court. Tell the judge, first of all, my Cadillac is black, not blue. Second of all, I don't even own a cell phone. The judge tells her, well, you know what? The cop wouldn't lie. Pay the fine.
Was the claim that she was on her cell phone or something?
Yeah, they said she's on her cell phone and she was speeding. She says, I see the cop sitting there. I know the area. We know they always sit there. Hmm. I do not even own a cell phone. And, you know, the car is black. It's not blue. Well, the cop wouldn't lie. That's what the judge says.
Guilty.
Yep,
you know, another thing about this is I've had the same sort of situation in the court system. It's collusion between the judicial and the executive is what you're talking about here. There is an unspoken bond between these people. I had a situation where I went into a court. I'm deposing the officer on the stand. I ask him if that's a gun on his hip, and he said yes. And I asked him, "Are you aware that I was disarmed of my pocket knife on the way in here?" And he said, "No, but I'm not surprised." And I, moved the court to dismiss the case because, well, it's obvious there's collusion between the judicial and the executive here.
This guy
gets to walk in with a gun. They take my pocket knife. It's obvious who's their favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you said several times, my parents, cops can do no wrong. Ma, no. Wake up. Smell the roses. The cops, I bet you, percentage-wise, are dirtier than the general public.
I think that's probably true, Dan. Thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Let's go to Whit. He's in Arizona. Whit, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I don't believe that's probably true, that cops are dirtier than your average criminal that ends up in the courthouse.
I don't know.
He said the general public, not the average criminal in the courthouse.
The previous caller didn't, and a known speed trap. Was she speeding or not? And black and blue? What kind of blue is he talking about? Dark blue or light blue?
Who cares if she was speeding or not? Was anyone in danger? Probably not.
Bigotry that you have, one of you two have, towards cops is amazing. I'm not saying that...
I'm not bigoted towards cops. I just don't want the police to hurt peaceful people.
Do you think I do?
I don't know anything about you.
To hurt peaceful people. I don't know anybody that wants cops to hurt peaceful people. I know they're dirty cops.
Oh, I know plenty of people who want the cops to hurt peaceful people. Everyone who supports the war on drugs wants that.
Okay, that's a totally different story, but that's not true. The drugs are bad for you, and I can't. Whether or not
which
you
drugs?
Or I agree, whether or not you or I agree with our.
Well, hold on. There's a lot of drugs out there. Some of them are not bad for you.
Okay. I know that. I actually have been libertarian all my life. I do know that there are bad drugs in this world that I understand why people think they should be illegal. They're not good for you, and they cause mm-hmm. tremendous harm in society.
But time in jail is a lot more harmful.
I don't think they should be illegal either, and I don't support the so-called war on drugs. I think it's been a travesty. But again, I digress. I called in to open up, sorry, if I may, old war wounds. Are you with me?
Right here. Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever you want.
I think it's Ian that scoffed at the idea that violence can beget peace. But I believe it was you, Ian, that said something about, well, maybe in the short term, but not in the long term.
It's only an illusion of peace, because in order to have peace, your means must contain peace.
Okay, it is you that said that before I got a chance to respond. I shall not like to respond to that, because it was in the context of, speaking of violence, the evil empire of Japan, who had murdered millions of people, literally, up until little boy was dropped on Nagasaki. They unconditionally surrendered. The United States military took over the evil empire of Japan. And Japan has never gone on the warpath ever since. And the U.S. military didn't kill any more Japs as a matter of... they literally is now a free country that's been prosperous since August of 1945. Again, how many have they murdered? None that I can think of. And the U.S. military made it a free country through vicious acts of violence.
Let me rebut that. I get what you're saying. You're saying that Japan was aggressive. It was doing terrible things in China, and the fact that the United States wanted to go to war with them. Forget about that. That's not important.
No, you can't say that. That's not true.
The McCullough memo. Go ahead and look it up. But stop talking. McCullough memo. Write it down. Write down McCullough memo and look it up after you get off the phone call.
Okay. So McCullough's responsible for World War II.
We know for sure FDR saw that that memo. And why in the world do they put this together? Why did they want to go to fight with Japan? I want to respond to your original point.
The evil empire of Japan had already murdered millions of people before December 7th, 1941. They were on a war path.
So just to be clear, you don't think that the dropping of bombs on innocent, peaceful people and slaughtering thousands of people, that's not evil. evil? Just to clarify before you keep talking, that's not evil to drop bombs on innocent people?
Okay. Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Just want to be clear. Can you answer my question? Is it evil to drop bombs on innocent people?
It's a sorry fact of war that the innocent people that lived in Nagasaki and Hiroshima also had relatives that were going to munitions factories that had produced bombs that had murdered millions of people before August of 41 when they were shut down forever.
Okay, so is it evil to drop bombs on innocent people, sir?
No. No.
Well, thanks for the call. I've had enough of that.
I used to live within a half a mile of a place that made, the brains of the Patriot missile. And does that mean that it's okay to drop a bomb on that place and blow up me and my house? That doesn't. I mean, that's the unfortunate reality of war.
According to him, when the Japanese drop bombs on people, then it's evil. But when Americans drop bombs, then it's totally fine. It's just war.
Look, I completely agree with him that Japan was doing evil stuff in China. I got it. I'm 100%. The claim that the U.S. is somehow that violence beget peace. Yes, it did on one side, you could make that argument with Japan, but it certainly didn't beget it on the side of the United States. The United States was propelled into the world as the world's, superpower at that moment in time. Everybody else was destroyed. And it's not like they laid down their arms or anything like that. The United States is currently in since that time, has gotten into treaties with 54 countries, that they will go to war with 54 countries. That's a quarter of the planet as far as numbers of countries go. So don't act like, the U.S. is now the military of the world. So violence didn't beget peace on the other side of the situation. What you're claiming, Ian, is that one can't get to peace through violence, and you're not saying that, that you can't put down one side of a situation. You can't punch somebody. Clearly, if an aggressor comes at you, you pull out a gun and put a bullet in his head, you've ended violence from that guy's point of view. But you've also propelled violence from your side. So this is a two-way street.
And what about the guy's family members who might be upset that you just took away their loved one? Are they perhaps more likely to use violence
against
you at that point?
Could be a feud situation. Now,
Think everybody in Japan feels real warm and rosy in their hearts about the United States
today? They certainly don't like that whole Hiroshima-Nagasaki thing.
Yeah.
I tend to disagree. I think that one needs to use a certain level of force to defend oneself, especially if one has a family and those sorts
different
of things.
Different on an individual level than it is on a national scale.
Yeah, on a national scale, they force people to fight. And they force people, the consequences of actions are forced upon them, as you can see with innocent people being killed in Nagasaki.
We are out of time for tonight. You may call in tomorrow night on the Live Sunday edition. We'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And you got to be peaceful if you want peace in the future. See you later.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store plus 22 month special financing available. So go to lumberliquidators.com now to find a store nearest you.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.